This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show that you are listening to is raw and unfiltered. And the host of that show is Wayne Allen Root. And Tuesdays and Thursdays, Wayne allows me, Lee Elsie, a chance to hang out with you for the first hour of the program, broadcasting on all these great stations from one coast to another, all the way over here in Connecticut, all the way out there in California, and everywhere in between. Welcome aboard, Chris. Is down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons so I don't look like a complete moron. Since the last time we talked, oh, so many things have happened, but let me run through a couple of these. We've got a third COVID vaccine, if you are so inclined to take the vaccine. I brought something up today I want to bring up to the rest of you on the national stage because I think it's important. So I don't plan on getting the shot. I think Wayne is going to get the shot eventually when it proves to be 100% safe, etc. But I don't get a flu shot, so I don't see myself moving forward and getting this COVID shot. Again, as I've said a million times, I'm not telling you not to get it. It's as of right now, at this moment, I'm sitting here in this chair talking to you. This is the decision that I have made for me. But if you want to get it, I support you 100%, 1,000%, 1,000,000%, but I've chosen not to, at least for now. But something to think about for all of you who are listening to me across the country, will, in fact, the folks who don't get this vaccine, will we be ostracized to the point where we won't be able to go certain places? Will they require everyone to have a card? A laminated card that says, you've been vaccinated X, Y, and Z at this time, at this place. So now you can go wherever you want. And will that mean that me, who doesn't get vaccinated, I can't go? I can't go to a sporting event. I can't go to a Red Sox game. I can't go to a Yankee game. Will I not be able to go to a concert? We have two of the nicest facilities in the entire country, literally a stone's throw from where I sit right now, two huge casinos. Will I not be able to go to these casinos to go watch a show if I want to? Or go out to dinner? Will I have to have a card to sit down at a dinner reservation somewhere? Will I have to produce that card or I can't get food? I can't get seated? How is that going to work? And I'll take it a step further. What about in your regular everyday life? You've got family, you've got friends. Let's say one of your cousins is turning 15. And they're having a party. Maybe it's a backyard barbecue in the middle of May, okay, for argument's sake. So will I have to tell my family and friends that I haven't been vaccinated? And if so, are they going to uninvite me? Is it going to cause rifts in different families across the country? I think it's going to. I really do. Right? I mean, I think casual get-togethers now, people will look at you with a stink eye if you haven't gotten the vaccine. So I think that is another layer to this that we haven't talked about or thought about. And I think that is going to come to pass. I really do. I honestly believe that. I think it's already happened. It's already happening to me. Good friends of mine who have gotten this vaccine are, you know, sort of, when you getting yours? And I'm like, I'm not. And they look at me like I have nine heads and almost take like two steps back. And I foresee that somewhere along the line, they will either uninvite me to events or not invite me to events. And I guess that's okay. That's a choice everybody has to make. But this latest vaccine from Johnson & Johnson is a one-shot vaccine, if that makes any difference to you. The $1.9 trillion pandemic aid bill packed with all kinds of pork. Already President Biden's effort to include an increase in the federal minimum wage at $15 an hour by 2025 has run aground, so that probably isn't going to happen. But there's so much other pork in this bill. There was a legislator who actually proposed, mockingly, that we just give every person in the country $10,000. It's cheaper and maybe more effective. Think about that. If we gave everybody $10,000, everybody over the age of 18 gets 10 grand, do what you want with it, we'd probably be better off economy-wise, right? More money to spend on goods and services, like that ripple in the pond effect. Seems like it would make a lot more sense to me. If we're going to give away free money, why don't we just give away free money? Why mess around? As you know, on Sunday, the Trumpster gave I thought it was a terrific speech. I'll tell you, listen, when it comes to just issues, 95% of the time, I am on board with where Donald Trump stands on these issues. You know, Donald Trump gets in trouble when he starts to drag personalities into it, and there's a certain sense of ego or narcissism that comes with some of his speeches that rubs people the wrong way. And, of course, he's sort of burned a lot of bridges going in. But when you talk just about issues and the PC culture and the cancel culture and immigration and taxes, I mean, what we have now as compared to what we had is night and day. We've got a president now literally cannot finish a sentence. We've got a president now that literally is hiding in the basement. We've got a president right now that literally refuses to give a State of the Union address because he cannot. He does not have the capability to stand in front of America without some kind of a safety net holding him up. That's the president we have. We are so weak. It's actually pathetic. Of course, I haven't mentioned Governor Andrew Cuomo, and I thought this was interesting. I had a couple of conversations this week. So there was a point in time, much like Bitcoin. I mean, if you're somebody who likes to trade Bitcoin, much like Bitcoin, if you had bought Andrew Cuomo around the time he won his Emmy, you'd be paying premium dollar. Right now, to buy a Cuomo stock, it'd be pennies. Pennies. This guy is taking that nosedive to nowhere's land fast. And every single day, it seems like another person comes out with another allegation, this latest one where he wanted to kiss some girl. I mean, listen, I'm at that age now, right? I'm 55. You get to a certain point, guys, and it just becomes creepy. And you're creepy. That's just the truth of it. You become a creeper. And that's the way he comes off. And anybody who tries to explain that away, it's just, you're wrong. You're 100% wrong on all of that. So Cuomo, again, every day it's another issue with him. It's another disaster with him. And I guess his brother on television last night, although I missed it, I guess came out and spoke on it a little bit. So we'll see what happens with the governor. What I found interesting with the governor is that you know, every time these men of power get in trouble like this, it always seems like they disappear for a few days and then they come back with some kind of a lame excuse, right? And his excuse was, oh, it's just playful conversation. So I envision Cuomo and his crew in some room somewhere, some smoke-filled, cigar-filled room trying to come up, what kind of terminology can we use that can make me seem more human and make this a legitimate excuse? How about playful? We'll just say it's playful conversation. Nobody buys it. It's a bunch of garbage. And finally, one other thing I want to mention before we got to take this break. So immigration, back to immigration. They are literally coming in droves now to the southern border of the United States because they know that we're welcoming everyone with open arms. Think about this. We have spent the better part of a year fighting this pandemic that they say is lethal, right? And it is. 500,000 people have died that have had this in some way, shape, or form. Not 500,000 deaths because of COVID, but 500,000 people have died who've had COVID. So you can do the math any way you want. However, you've got us to this point of hysteria, mostly brought on by Joe Biden and his crew. And here we are on the, I guess, the precipice of breaking this COVID cycle of destruction. You know, you've got a vaccine that seems to be making everybody happy. The numbers seem to be trending in the right direction. And what are you going to do? You're going to open up the borders to thousands of immigrants, undocumented illegals, to come waltzing into the country without proof of anything. And if they're here with no proof of being vaccinated, we're going to give them vaccines when they get here, as opposed to giving our own citizens vaccines? This is the kind of thing that Donald Trump would never let happen. This is the kind of thing that I believe should never happen. Americans should always come first. I'm not saying that I wish any kind of ill will towards folks who are trying to get here. If you're doing it legally and doing it morally and rightfully, then fine. You get here, you do what needs to be done, and you become, eventually, if you become citizens of this country, fantastic. Well done, bravo, I applaud you for that. But to cut the line and break the rules, that's not okay. And on top of that, to take resources away from Americans who are waiting for those resources is essentially criminal. And that is, in essence, what is happening here at the southern border. All right, once again, my name is Lee Elsie. I thank you very, very much for listening to the program. Once again, on Tuesdays and Thursdays on the USA Radio Network, Wayne Allen Root gives me the opportunity to talk to you for the first hour. Sort of warm you up for him, and he'll be here at the top of the hour. I've got Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation who joined me after the bottom of the hour. We'll chat with him for a bit down the road. All right, we'll take our first quick break. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne Allen Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. This bundle of products, handpicked by me for you, is 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. My energy is up. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Call Freedom Health Alliance 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now 888-910-0341 or visit freedomhealthalliance.com. 50% off freedomhealthalliance.com.
Yes, can you hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound.
You.
TRACGRABBER. Go there.
get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root and Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know I love Liberty HealthShare. Anybody's ever listened to this show knows I'm the biggest fan of Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and I'm a nice Jewish boy, and I've done good with Liberty HealthShare for 4 years, going on five now. It'll be 5 years in January. Because it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, not an insurance company, that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers, and there are no contracts. Starts as low as $200 and change per month, and for a family, $500-$600. I was paying $2,000 a month with Aetna, and they were covering nothing because I had a $10,000 deductible. It was ridiculous. My four children are members of Liberty HealthShare. I put their lives and health in the hands of Liberty. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 a year in monthly premiums compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to LibertyHealthShare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, and tell them War sent you.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Our number is 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. If you want to reach out to me personally, you can always email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. That's L-E-E-E-L-C-I radio. @gmail.com, and I'm broadcasting again from my home studio in Connecticut out over the entire country. And speaking of Connecticut, we've got a caller. Jimmy is up on the line, and Jimmy's actually calling from Connecticut, listening to my home station 94.9. Jimmy, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Lee. Love the Wayne Allen Root show. Nothing better except your show. I'm calling to wake up my conservative brotherhood out there. You know, I'm tired of the liberals winning. The liberals are winning at every turn, and we can do something. We have to think in terms of the power of one. And what I'm doing back home in Connecticut is working with the station and trying to get people to go on something called the ACLJ, American Center for Law and Justice, the ACLJ.org website, where you can sign petitions and we can take liberals to court. Now, Jay Sekulow heads up this division, and he was hired by Trump. That's how good this guy is. You want to go with the best, right? Well, this guy's the best. And he takes liberals to court and wins. And we need support across this country. Everyone needs to log on to the ACLJ.org website, sign a petition. It's free. You don't have to commit anything, although it would be nice to donate some money. I've set up a $20 a month donation to help Jay Sekulow pay legal costs. But you know what's going on this week? They're going after that Jen Psaki, that Kathy Griffin lookalike, who pretends she's some sort of a communicator to the public about the administration. She's a liar. They caught her in a lie. We got her, but we need your support. You got to get online, read about it, sign the petition. Look at it this way. We got 80 million callers to talk radio. How many of you do anything or want to do something? Here's your chance. Get on the ACLJ.org website and sign those petitions. We're also taking the deep state to court. Jay Sekulow has a petition set up where he's going to start taking all of these backroom deals going on with Biden and Iran. Did you know that Biden and Obama have been doing deals in the back room with Iran during the Trump administration? Hey, you want to do something about it? Get on the ACLJ.org website and start signing those petitions. But don't stop there. Get 10 people to get 10 people to get 10 people to go online and sign those petitions. Do you understand that 10 times 10 times 10 times 10, we can get up to 100,000 people in a matter of a month. We can get this up to 1 million people in a matter of 2 months. And can you imagine the power we can have as the people when we start taking these liberals to court and winning these cases? Don't reinvent the wheel. Sekulow took the IRS to court and won. That's who's the only... Listen to me. Listen to me. The only hope we have is the ACLJ.org. The DOJ ain't going to do nothing, and the FBI ain't going to do nothing. Why? They're all corrupt. We know it. They know it. We got to beat them in the court. Help me help you get the ACLJ.org website hot across the United States.
All right, Jimmy, listen, I got to go. I'm up against it. The music is playing, but thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Very passionate. Again, he calls the morning show, and he beats that drum, man, proudly about that website. So check it out. I checked it out myself. I signed a couple of petitions, actually, yesterday and today, as a matter of fact. So go on there and do that. Check it out for yourself. All right, I got to run. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is cheering plans for Merck to help manufacture Johnson & Johnson's new coronavirus vaccine. Biden, hosting a White House event, says he expects enough vaccines to be available for all adult Americans by the end of May. Texas is lifting its mask mandate.
Governor Greg Abbott made the announcement Tuesday from a restaurant in Lubbock, claiming that too many Texans have been sidelined from opportunity. Texas is dropping its COVID-19 restrictions on businesses and ending its statewide mask mandate. All businesses of any type can reopen at full capacity as of next Wednesday, March 10th. This statewide mask mandate first went into effect back in July. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Mississippi following suit as well. For them, the mask mandate is over starting tomorrow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supply...
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
You
you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, our good pal. It's an expertise. Stephen, how are you?
I'm doing well, Lee. How are you?
We're doing okay, my friend. I have so many things to bring to your attention. I figure we can start, though, with Sunday, with CPAC and Donald Trump's rather lengthy speech. I wanted to get an impression from you on what you thought about all that.
Well, clearly he has not lost any of his enthusiasm for, the country and the whole movement that he began. So kudos to him there. There's obviously plenty of support for him, both him as an individual and his ideas. So I think that, the left was going appropriately crazy all weekend and definitely yesterday when, as he was doing all that, because they thought for sure they'd driven a stake through his heart.
Right.
But we'll see where it goes. I was glad he, put to bed the idea that he was going to start another party and split the Republican Party, because I thought that was just a terrible idea. I'm not happy with some of the, more centrist Republicans either, but, starting a new party has not done well in this country ever.
Right.
Trying to run on a third party is what got us Bill Clinton in the election that year. I admire Ross Perot, but his decision to run basically gave the White House to Bill Clinton. And we had 8 years of the policies that he was pushing, which now seem kind of centrist, but at the time were pretty radical. So I'm glad President Trump ended that conversation. But it was interesting to see the number of folks, significant national level figures in the party that are seem to be pretty happy with them still being in the game.
So that kind of leads me to what I wanted to ask you. So as I'm watching this thing yesterday, it reminded me when he speaks on issues and things that we should look towards for America, I get amped up, right? So I'm on board with a majority of it, right? Overwhelming majority of it. Stop the PC culture. But there's another side of me, Stephen, and I don't know how you feel about this, and I know this is a long way off, and we could talk about it again down the line, but since this is fresh in my brain, I wanted to ask you, so do you think another run, because he hinted at it, he didn't say it, but he hinted at it, another run may not end so well, because you wouldn't be splitting into another party, but you certainly may be splitting apart the Republican Party if you did that.
Yeah, there's that danger. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure he's going to run again. 4 years from now is a long time. A lot can go on in his life and his businesses, and, his blood is still up from the, last year's election. So it's kind of makes sense that he's still all fired up and ready to fight now. Whether he'll still have that when we get into the, beginning of the 2024 campaign, I'm a little dubious. I hope he will still push the issues and the policies, because I'm with you. Those things are stuff that I got behind and can get behind again, because Biden has pushed them all aside, so we're going to need to reinstate them and probably push hard. So I'm not going to panic yet that he's going to split the conservative vote, but I think we'll let this go. Post the 2022 by-election, I think that's when we'll know for sure whether Donald Trump is going to run again,
right,
or is he going to be satisfied to perhaps play kingmaker and get behind somebody else that, moves us in the correct direction. So that's a wait to see.
All right. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation joining us
I want to ask you about the radical demands in this Equality Act. Every time I read reports on this bill, I feel like my IQ goes down a point or two, like every time, over and over again, making me as dumb as a cinder block. So this bill has so many different layers. I want to get into a couple of them. But on a side note, real quick, so there is a bill in California, in the California House, that wants to fine toy stores $1,000 if they have a boys section and a girls section in this toy store. And the same goes for this bill. They are going out of their way to create ugly animosity where there doesn't need to be any. What do you think of that?
It defies any sort of logic. For a bunch of people who spent the last year pounding the desk and saying follow the science and all that kind of nonsense, when they are so at odds with all of the science to this, both the in the psych world, in the pediatric world, in all of it, it just defies logic. I just don't have any way to put it. So I'm with you. I don't know when it's going to stop. They're on the offensive because right now, I got the President of the United States and most of his advisors who are cheerleading for him. We're on the road to destroy all of the advancements made under Title IX for women's sports and, the ability of females to get scholarships and get equity there. Apparently that's not important anymore because of this tiny little percentage of people who suddenly have found it advantageous to define themselves as transgender. And we're suddenly going to do that. I was pleased to see Hasbro backed off on its decision to,
right, right,
to degender Mr. Potato Head, which tells you how inane this is getting. But at least they backed off on it.
Right.
One of the most compelling interviews given down at CPAC was with a young lady who's an athlete, played at the highest level of college sports. And then in her last year now, she figures she may not even make the team because there'll be biological males who have suddenly decided to say, their name is Joni instead of Johnny and they're going to play on the girls' team. That's completely unfair to women and to women's sports. It's just beyond imagination. So, I don't know where it's going to stop, Lee, but at some point the society needs to say, 2% are not going to dictate to 98% what our values are and what our, the way we approach our some of the foundations of our entire culture. They can have input and we'll listen, but this isn't this rock solid guarantee that we have to all change everything we believe, say, and do to satisfy 2% who, by the way, are labeled by the psychiatric professionals as somebody with a problem with gender dysphoria. It's a malady. It's not a choice. It's a psychological problem. But, we'll see.
So on a real serious note to this, I know me and you talk about it because we think it's so insane that it's almost laughable. But within this Equity Act, there are parts within this that actually would remove parental rights for kids as young as 3-4 years old and could rip them from their parents, get them literally taken away from their parents if the parents don't agree to hormone therapy or even more drastic measures. We are living in an upside-down, bizarro world, Stephen, and to me, this is child abuse, period.
It really is, and it's defined as such under, in the pediatric and psychological medical fields. They recognize it. They're not exactly a whole bunch of conservatives usually, but they recognize from their professional science-based standpoint that this is a problem and that, you know, four-year-olds, five-year-olds, they, you know, they're not sure what they are. They want to be a dinosaur. You know, I mean, it's the idea that a four-year-old is going to define their gender and therefore start taking medications or having surgical interventions that are not reversible. I mean, it's not like you're doing something that, you know, later you can change. You lop off your parts.
Right.
You can't put them back on. You know, it's just, it's scary. And it's just so counterintuitive. But the left seems to want it both ways. They want to follow the science when they like the science, but they want to, you know, trash the science when it doesn't fit their political agenda. And it's sad that children are going to be mutilated or permanently scarred psychologically because of some social political agenda being run by a tiny minority of people.
By the way, we're finding out more and more that the folks who do have the surgery or the hormone therapy have ridiculous levels of remorse as they get older, and those numbers are beginning to spike. Stephen, listen, I am completely out of time. I got to go. Always a pleasure to have you on. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. We'll take a very quick break. We'll come right back. Yes, you are listening to the USA Radio Network.
Amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, all, welcome back. It is the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee L.C. Wayne. We'll be here in just a few minutes right after the top of the hour. Thank you very much for listening and staying with me the entire hour. Wayne will have a great show for you, cranking it up in, like I said, just a little bit. So a couple things that I wanted to share with you before we run out of time. I've been talking a lot about these transgender rules that are in effect in the cancel culture and the idea that there's a California bill that's being bandied about toy stores where they will be fined $1,000 if they have a boys and girls section. It's just complete insanity, and not to get too deep down the rabbit hole. But a federal judge on Thursday of last week dismissed a lawsuit brought by a transgender woman who accused the Miss United States of America pageant for discriminating against her because they denied her the right to compete because they didn't want her in because she's not a biological female. So somebody finally understands it. Hallelujah. You don't have the DNA, you can't take part. Same idea with girls' athletics, in particular high school, college, female athletics. The thought of allowing a trans boy into a girl to compete is insane. But the pageant contestant Anita Noel Green sued Miss USA in December of 2019 after she alleged the pageant denied her application and refunded her entry fees on the day that she applied because she wasn't a biological female. The Miss USA pageant only allows natural-born biological females to compete. Again, hallelujah! The pageant argued that the pageant is meant for biological women and that allowing Green to participate would undermine its vision. The pageant reasoned their argument on the basis that their pageant promotes, celebrates, and encourages biological, natural-born women. So, first of all, again, congratulations to the Miss USA pageant for at least standing up to the bullies, the cancel culture bullies. And kudos to the Miss USA pageant for standing up for what they believe. All right, topic number two here in this last segment. Boston Public Schools suspend advanced program because officials were disturbed by the number of Asian and white students who were accepted in an advanced program for high-performing students at Boston Public Schools was suspended after the district officials determined the program would not promote anti-racism due to the disproportionate number of Asian and white students who got in the advanced work class program, which provides an accelerated academic curriculum for students in fourth through sixth grade, would be suspended for 1 year, again, because there's not enough folks of color getting in. The question then begs, because the kids actually have to take a test to get in, 70% of the students in the Boston program are white Asian, nearly 80% of all Boston public schools are Hispanic and black. Well, what's going on? Well, apparently, they give tests to these kids, standardized tests in third grade, and if you earn a high enough score, you get a spot. Well, I hate to say this, but only the Asian and the white kids were scoring high enough. They were the ones that were getting in. So now, instead of allowing these kids to cultivate their exceptional intellect, they're now being sort of tossed in the garbage bin because there's not enough folks of color getting in. That's the kind of reverse racism that is a killer to me. And let's see, one more. Do I have time? Sure. The Biden administration wants to charge reporters $170 every time they go to a briefing. Not only do they want to know the questions that you're going to ask prior to you coming to the briefing, but now they want to charge you. Actually, they want you to go get a test, a COVID test, every time you enter the building. And I guess the test they're talking about is $170. So if you want to go sit in the room where Jen Psaki is answering questions she'll circle back to, you have to pay $170 to do it. Every time you got to go get a test every day, you got to go get one. So you got to pay that price. Someone's got to pay that price. So when you boil it all down, essentially what we're talking about is they're going to charge the media members to sit there and have access to the President of the United States. Okay, I do have time for one more story. It is the feel-good story of the week. Yes! Save your emails. Save your letters of hate. Yes, I do feel this way. A man who tied a knife to the leg of a rooster for an illegal cockfight was killed after the bird panicked and stabbed him in the groin. That according to an Indiana State Police report. So they're having illegal cockfights. And these vicious men, these terrible human beings, were putting these poor animals through essentially torture. And this one SOB, they put a knife on the leg of this poor rooster. Just think about how despicable a human being you have to be to want this kind of carnage and this pain and suffering for another God's creatures. But the rooster panicked because they're scared to death, turned on the guy, the handler, stabbed him in the groin, the guy died. You know what? Good. Good. I'm happy about that. Chalk one up for the chicken. I gotta go. Wayne Allen Root is next. Keep it right here. You are listening to the USA Radio Network.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.